So, what is one of the major difficulties you run into, or one of the major challenges that you'll often face as a product designer in your role?
There is could be many. Really depends on the program, but well, for startups, I think one of the very hard part, obviously, is resources. So how much money you have to achieve, your next basically milestones. What we do, and that's comes back kind of for like, we do more than just executing, but also, act as a partner, to help build a business rather than just, crank like some CAD and like build a product, is making sure that the way we do things and the way actually we are asked to do things are aligned with the resources of the company. Because in terms of challenges, I actually experienced this myself in my startup in France, where like you and that happens to many startups. I think it will resonate to many people who have been through that. Startup always, very tight usually, unless you're lucky and get a lot of funding, but you always find a way to spend it way too quickly. So the challenge is really to make sure you get to next milestone most of the time. Let's say like shipping your first product in time and actually being able to ship it and not run out of money before that. So constantly making sure that the way our client are like spending money is not that basically our client doesn't have what I call now the Apple syndrome.
What's that?
Well, it's like, I mean, Apple, they do like an amazing engineering job, but they have gigantic resources to achieve what they do. But it's now come almost like to, it seems like a commodity, something normal, like, okay, you have like an iPhone, like, but to get to that level and to be able to do that requires a
So much money.
tremendous amount of like, yeah, I mean, money plus, even if you have the money now, you would not be able to do what they do because it's a culture and like expertise they have in-house. So
Wow.
making sure it's a lot of like coaching in a way also, if you want, and discussion basically to be sure like everybody's aligned, that making our client understand, and of course I'm talking about mostly like startups. I we usually are I mean if we work for like when we work for Google or Amazon, they're obviously they, we're not like steering their like business strategy, but for smaller companies that that's yeah indeed more challenging to make sure like you just get what you need in your product to get market traction and basically actually have enough money to pay for your tooling and pay for your shipment and pay for like everything that, and that's always much more than anticipated usually. So making sure like those resources are used really in the most efficient way, I think it's the best way to have to actually be able to like to have a business that is like sustainable and doesn't like, which happens many times.